Okay. Good morning. We are on finishing Mincha. Resh Lamed Dalid Seif Bet. The share is sponsored for Rafua Shlema Ben Sion Ben Shendel. Bet. Im Shachach Veloit Pelel Mincha Mipel Arbich Time. If the person did not daven Mincha by mistake, he missed the time, so you repeat it twice. You repeat Arvit. You say the tefillah of Arvit, the Shemona Esrei, twice. The first one is for Arvit, and the second one is for Mincha. And you should say Ashrei lechatchila. That's not me'akiv, but lechatchila you should make some kind of a hefsek like with Ashrei, at least waiting hiluch, walking dalet amot, a few seconds. In between the two different Shemona Esreis. Okay. Resh Lamed Hey.
It shouldn't be separated, right? It should come right there.
I don't know if how soon the second one must be.
Maybe that's the
first
one's a market and the second one.
Okay. Resh Lamed Hey. Yeah, I don't. Generally, the poskim rishonim do not discuss a difference of time. Re, it just means to do it twice. In fact, we saw there is an opinion. I'll just mention there's an opinion that says if you're going to be davening mincha, there is one opinion that writes about it. Doesn't mean anyone argues, but there is such an opinion who writes about the idea if you're going to daven after shkia or during bein hashmashos. Mincha, because you missed the time. So we already discussed this. If the time passed, the time passed. But since, if there is a, one of the achronim give the option that since you're in a position of time that it's a suffix, you can make a tanai. Again, we discussed, some say you're allowed to do it after mincha, but, we're gonna remove from what we already said. We'll go weiter. But, there's an opinion that says if you're going to be saying mincha after shkia or in a time where it's a suffix, if you could say mincha, you should do the first. You should have a mincha al tanai, saying if this is mincha, if it's still time for mincha, this is mincha, and I'll daven marav later. And if you daven, but if it's not the proper time, if it's too late for mincha, you say this is marav, and my next tefillah that I'm going to daven in 2 hours from now is going to be a tashlumin for mincha. So you see that it's not clear that there's any restriction whatsoever on how soon the second one has to be.
Did Shachris to mincha would mention that you should pause briefly and not start immediately.
Right. You should definitely wait briefly, but I don't know. Mistama, there's an inyan. It's better to do it sooner than later. I'm not sure if there's a real time limit. Okay. Reish Lamed Hey. Zman Kriyat Shema Shal Arvit. Aleph. Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla Mishad Yetziyat Shlosha Kochavim Ktanim. The earliest time of Kriyat Shema is Tzeita Kochavim, whatever that is. It's when the stars come out, right? Physically, or Lamaisa, what time that is, separate sugya. But Kriyat Shema starts clearly from Tzeis HaKochavim. That is the opinion of Kimat all the Rishonim, and that's the Halacha. Now really, Tzeis HaKochavim, if you're counting stars, it goes by 3 Beinonim stars, 3 medium-sized brightness of stars, and they could be spread out, they don't have to be near each other, but the Shulchan Aruch writes Ktanim to be safe. If you know that you're seeing smaller stars, then for sure you're seeing the medium stars. I mean, nowadays, I'll just leave it as a question, it's so bright outside whenever we live in a city because of all the lights. So that maybe we, lechatchila, you could even go by the medium stars. But anyways, we have charts and times. V'imru yom me'unan, and if it's a cloudy and you can't see, yamtina sheyetzeh safek milibo, you must wait until it is completely after tzeis. You know for sure now it's after tzeis. It has to be dark, and you remove yourself from the safek. Because if it's a misafik and you're not sure, he's going to keep reading. V'im kara kodem lachen, but if you read it before it says, or before it's for sure it says, then you must, min adin chozer v'kori otah b'lo brachos. You have to repeat Kriyat Shema. It's a mitzvah d'oraita, we can't miss out. And you do not repeat the brachot, that's obvious, because you're allowed to daven I don't know. Lechatchila, we generally say you want to daven Maariv after Tzeit, but certainly it's appropriate and correct and allowed to daven Maariv, the main Shemona Esrei, with Birchat Kriyat Shema already from Plag or Shkia. One is allowed to, and you're already Yotze, that's for sure. Okay. All right, with the brachos that you said before, we're certainly not a bracha levatala. Okay? V'im atzibur magdimim likrot kriyat shema be'od yom. If the tzibur davens kriyat shema early, so then yikra mehem kriyat shema u'birchoteya ve'yit palel yimahem. If this is when the tzibur is davening, there's a minyan davening early, even before shkia, so then you should say kriyat shema with them, with the brachos and the amida, all early. And when it comes to the zman of Kriyat Shema, right, Seit, then you should read it below brachot. You have to read Kriyat Shema without Birchas Kriyat Shema. There's no bracha of Asher Kiddushanu on Kriyat Shema, v'chulei.
Why aren't these blessings in pain?
Why? Because the zman for the brachos are already, the zman of the brachos already starts the same time as the tefillah, which is already from Plag HaMincha.
Ah, the blessings are...
Yeah, the time of the brachas, right. The brachas, that what we call brachas kriyat shema, morning at night time, the three or four brachas, they're established by Chazal as shevach to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they're placed around kriyat shema. But they're not actually a bracha for kriyat shema itself. They're just placed, wrapped around kriyat shema. Haga, umihu, lo yachzor vitpala balayla, and once you davened already, before Shkia, you don't daven Maariv again twice. You don't do a tefillah nedava again, unless you want to, and we'll see. We already established. Alpha pisha tzibur magdim in harbel ifnei tefillah, even if they're davening very early in the day. In other words, after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia. Ela imkenu ragil b'shar prishut v'chasidut, unless you're a person who does lots of prishut and does saintly acts and is very careful with himself. And you're going to make sure you daven every word with kavana, and you're mechadesh something, you add something new to this extra, to another maariv, then you're allowed to. Da'az lo mechazeki yura machshezor v'itpalel, and it's for you, it's okay, and we don't call that an act of gaiva. Of course, if one did daven by accident even before Plag HaMincha, which we go by shkia, an hour and a quarter before, then his Maariv and his Birchas Kriyat Shema is in vain, and it didn't even count Afilu B'diavad. Now some say, it's quoted in the Bir Alacha B'Shem Nagra, and that if a person has a choice to daven Tefillat, there's a minyan before Tzeit, there's a minyan for Maariv before Tzeit, it's better not to daven with that minyan and to daven by yourself after Tzeit. Doesn't explain why, but I know I had this issue when I was in high school, and I wanted to make a minyan before Tzeit. And Rasara, the Rosh Kolel, preferred that Yula, we did not make a Maariv minyan early, even though some people would not be able to daven with a minyan, because he was afraid that if you daven early, you would be, people will likely in general forget to say Kriyat Shema Bizman, and he'd rather you daven, this is like the Gra, he'd rather you daven correctly with Kriyat Shema Bizman and Daven Biyachidud and with a minyan and miss Kriyat Shema altogether.
But that's not necessarily the
Grasvara. I don't know the Grasvara.
Not
that it's about Bizman, it's about Shashima. I don't know. So anyway, different approaches. But Asur Lehatchil Yachol Chatzi Shah Samach Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. As soon as the Zman of Tzeita Kochavim starts, 30 minutes before a samach, one is already not allowed to partake in a full meal. That means more than a beitza of bread. More than a beitza of bread. A beitza of bread or less, and fruits and vegetables and pasta for sure is not a problem. Right, so that's 30 minutes before. Now what if you ate after that 30 minutes already started? And then I'll just raise the question, when does that 30 minutes begin? Depends on how you calculate Tzeit. So I'll leave that as a question. how one calculates it. And what maybe there's some room for Heter for a little bit of minimizing that 30 minutes. This is all the difference money. And the idea of not eating is only a din derabanan to protect us from not losing out on the din deraisa of Kriyat Shema. Now what happens if you start eating after this 30 minutes started? So mafsik v'korei Kriyat Shema, you must stop and eat and wait and then read Kriyat Shema. You did. You started be'isr, and now you have to stop to read Kriyat Shema. Below Birchotea v'gomer suratov, but you don't say Birchot Kriyat Shema. You don't have to say Shemona Esrei. That you're allowed to just quickly at home say Kriyat Shema and continue eating. V'acharkach koreota v'Birchotea mitpalel. When you finish benching, then that's fine to wait until then, assuming the zman, you're not going to pass the zman and you're not going to get drunk. Then you can worry about the Berchas Davidin Marav afterwards. The difference is because Kriyat Shema is De'araita, so for that, if you started Beheter early, you don't have to stop. But if you started Be'isr, for Kriyat Shema we make you stop, and for Shemona Esrei we don't. Haga, maybe save the questions. If I make a mistake, ask me, or if it's a really short question once in a while, that's fine, that's good. But because of the recordings, we want to keep it minimum. V'im hitchel le'echol achar she'agi azmana. No, I read this already. Haga. Aval ein sarich lahafsik litfila. But we don't want to you don't have to stop for tefila. Ho'il v'hitchel le'echol. Even since you already started eating, okay, we don't have to make you stop, even though it wasn't beheter. Aval. Im lo hitchel le'echol. If you didn't start to eat yet, even though you wash your hands, you still have to stop and for Marav. In other words, even at nighttime, this idea of not eating before you do Kriyat Shema is also before you do Yidavan. You're not supposed to eat a meal of more than a beitza of bread, even if you didn't do Kriyat Shema, or even if you didn't daven. So here, let's say it's at nighttime, now it's the winter, it's dark at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, you want to eat. So then you wash your hands to eat. And then you realize, wait, I didn't daven. So even though you washed your hands, you should stop and then daven. It's only when you're having more than a beitza of bread, as far as I know. We'll leave the cake as a suffix, as a tzarachion, but certainly for bread. That's when it's for sure a problem. Now what happens if you wash your hands and you didn't say a bracha? So obviously don't wash your hands for netilah, don't say the bracha for netilah sedaim. What if you said the bracha for netilah sedaim and then you realize in your memory you didn't have any bread? So the Mishnah Berurah points out there are many poskim who say, lechatchila, Aruch HaShulchan and others say, lechatchila you should just have either a piece, or once you wash your hands and say Netilas Yadayim, you should say Hamotzi, and either have a piece or a kazait of bread, so that it's not like a, so it's not like a bracha levatala. We learned though, really Netilas Yadayim, and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim is for washing hands. So if a person decided he's no longer going to wash his hands anymore, doesn't want to eat anymore, then it's not a bracha levatala, because you did wash your hands, and that's what the bracha was for. But they say here it's better, alechatchila, to at least, since it was for the bread, have some bread. Okay. V'im ein shehut litpalel. But if you see that there's no time to daven, so then, mafsik af tefila. In any case, even if you already started eating beheter, it doesn't matter. If you see that the time is coming and you ain't going to make it, then you should obviously stop then and there. Okay. Let's go on. Oh, just a couple kulas that people do say, that people do rely on, is the halacha of not eating 30 minutes before also applies one is not allowed to sleep or do any of the malachot that we learned earlier by not doing before mincha. A couple heterim, they do those if you have a friend, a family member who reminds you. Sometimes setting an alarm is okay. Some say setting an alarm is okay, just just like having a person remind you, and then you're allowed to eat even a bigger meal. Some say that even having a set kavua zman for a minyan every night also is a heter. So it's a question. Okay. Gimel. Lechatchila tzarich likrot kriyat shema. Miyad b'tzei tekochavim. The correct time, lechatchila, is one should daven, right, starting at tzei tekochavim. Alright? Obviously, it's not always practical for everybody, but this is the ideal correct time. And also, based on Zrizim Magdimin and all the other issues of eating and other issues and not having the time get too late and then falling asleep and missing Kriyat Shema. Okay. Uzmana ad chatzi halayla. And the time is up until midnight, right? That's Gzera Derabanan. We have up until, but we don't want to be over any divrei chachamim, and therefore, lechatchila, one cannot wait past chatzelet. One must daven up and no later than chatzot halayla. Ve'im avar, but it happens. If it happened, what do you do? Ve'echar, and you delayed. Ve'kara ad shelo alam u'deshachar yatsa yedei chovato. Once chatzot passes, okay, there's still a mitzvah. D'oraita, there's still a mitzvah d'rabanan to say Kriyat Shema all night long. It's bediyevit on a d'rabanan level, but you have up until Amud HaShachar, and you can still say Kriyat Shema. And you can still say Birchos Kriyat Shema, and you can still say the Amida up until Alos HaShachar. And based on Uveshach Bacha, that's the Zman, because people are going to sleep all night long. Especially nowadays, people go to sleep even later than before. Dalit. Hakari Kriyat Shema Shul Arvit Achar She'ala Amud HaShachar. Kodem Anei Tzachama. What happens if a person forgot about Kriyat Shema or Ones, he was busy, something happened, and he wasn't able to daven and say Kriyat Shema all night long, or Zosek B'mitzvah, whatever it is. And now it's after Amud HaShachar. It's after, at least we'll call it 72 minutes. There are obviously different zmanim, we'll call it 72 minutes before sunset. Sunrise, 72 minutes before sunrise. Thank you. So then, what do you do? Lo yetz, can you read Kriyat Shema? So he writes, Lo yetz yedei chovato elim kena ya anus. You are yotze, if you're an anus and you couldn't daven all night, you still say Kriyat Shema. But after Alos HaShachar in the morning, even before Nates, you will say Kriyat Shema. We'll keep reading. Kegon shikor ochole uchayotze bahen. Like, what's an anus? For example, you were shikor all night, or you were sick, and you weren't able to daven. The anus shikara az, and the person who was anus who read it then, lo yomar hashkivenu. He should not say hashkivenu at that time. Kevan sha'ala amud ha'shachar eno zman shechiva. So you're not allowed to say the last bracha birchot kriyat shema of hashkivenu once Alos HaShachar happens. So you do say birchot kriyat shema, right? Haga aval sha'ara brachot, the other birchot kriyat shema, dainu shtayim lefenei kriyat shema, ubirchot emet ve'amuna, ad hashkivenu, the first two and one of the first bracha after kriyat shema, Omer, you do say even after Amud HaShachar. But because it's still partially called Ubeshach Becha, because people are still asleep. People aren't going to sleep. Hashkivenu is more tied to going to sleep. And Kriyat Shema is more as long as people are still normally asleep, and many people are still normally asleep. And then the Amida as well, you do not say. Just like Hashkivenu. Okay. Just like we don't say Hashkivenu, we also obviously don't say the Pesukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Ve'amen, and with the Bracha, for those who do say it. Okay. Resh Lamed Vav. Birchos Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. Aleph. Be'erev Mevarech Shtayim Lefnei Kriyat Shema U'Shtayim Le'achareya. So we know we have a sitter, and we know there's two Brachos before and two Brachos after. Okay. The minhag, as we start off, was saying the psukim of Vehu Rachum. The Torah brings two reasons why we say Vehu Rachum. One is because during the day we have korbanos to help for Hashem to have rachmanos on us and to be machaper. At night, there's no we don't bring korbanos at night time. So we say v'hu rachum that Hashem Himself, even without the korbanos, even without the help of the korbanos, He should have rachamim on us. Second reason He gives is there was a custom for some people to give each other's lashes at the end of every day before Marav, in order to be machaper for all the sins they did all day long, especially with Lashon Hara and business of Gezel and Geneva and tricking people. Okay, we won't get into that, but tricking people and taking their money is also Geneva. Anyways, so all day long, people go by the shtar, you know, that's what the Chose says, you know. Anyways, so why do you say, so what's the connection? So the connection was, there was a custom also to say Vehu Rachum, that Pasuk, three times, which is Gematria 39, when you gave the 39 lashes. So this is to remind us of that minhag, or a remnant of that minhag. Exactly how, but, okay. So that's Vehu Rachum. Mishnah Berurah points out that once one says Baruchu, one is not allowed to talk anymore, because Baruchu is an intro to the brachos. And so they're connected. Baruchu is connected to the brachos, and the brachos are, Baruchu, it's a package. If you wouldn't be saying brachos, you wouldn't be saying Baruchu. That's how it's been talking. So that's what he points out. It's very important not to talk in between. I'll just say that perhaps if one needs to, there is some room leheter, because one could just say it's as if he's answering to someone else's baruchu and he's joining brachos late. In other words, it's not a serious hefsek necessarily for all the daveners, but for the shaliach tzibur in particular, it's a bigger problem, that's for sure. All right. Bet. Ein l'saper bein geula d'arvit l'tfila. One cannot speak in between geula l'tfila. This applies to Marav as well. We'll see, it's not as severe or crucial as it is for the morning. Right? Some have the custom to still say those 18 psukim after the bracha of Hashkivenu. So for those people, right, it was established in order because people couldn't stay out so late and they didn't want people to daven a Shemona Esrei in the fields. It was dangerous. They wanted people to get home quickly. So Shemona Esrei, I don't know if it took 3 minutes or 10 minutes or longer in those days, but they figured they'll say Psukim, which just take maybe a minute. And so that was the custom, so they can get home faster. And now once, when people daven always without a problem, so it's two minhagim if we keep saying those Psukim or not. But for those who do say the psukim, or when it used to be, in general for Klal Yisrael, it was considered ein lahafzik bein yiroinenu l'tfila. Once it was instead of the psukim, instead of Shemona Esrei, those psukim. And nowadays, for those who continue saying it, it's still, those psukim are considered, because it was a takana, it's considered as this, we call it a tfila, a richta. It's an extension of the tfila, and it's not considered a hefzik. So the point is, it's not considered a hefsek, and from Gaal Yisrael until you begin Shemona Esrei, we don't want to make any hefsek. We make a little bit of a hefsek because we're less makpid at nighttime, but still, it's considered part of the takana, part of the package, and it's not really a hefsek. And we want to not be speaking in between. Umihu ma shemachri shaliach tzibur rosh chodesh ben kadish tefilat arvit lo ave hefsek. So he says that there's a minhag, or some people do it, and perhaps it's even the better thing to do, is at Marav time, not in the morning, but at Marav time, after Kaddish, before you start Shemona Esrei, somebody shouldn't it's not enough just to bang, but somebody should actually say the words, Rosh Chodesh, or Yaleh V'Yavo, or Tein Talu Matar, or Al Hanisim. All these things are allowed. If it's better or not, I'm not sure, but it's certainly allowed. Perhaps it's better. Kevan shehu tzorech hatfila, and it's certainly not a hefsek because it's letzorech hatfila. Okay, and it's a big tzorech for the things that if it's forgotten, people are going to have to repeat for. V'chen yachol lomar baruchu lahotzi mishelo shama v'lo ave hefsek. You could even say Baruch Hu at that time, and it's not a hafsek. Aga. Right? Anything that's four tefillah is not a hafsek. Right? Even to pass the salt for bread. As long as anytime you have something for that item, it's not called a hafsek. Ra'iti, medaktikim, nagula mod kishaomri mashmanasa, psukim shalbaruch Hashem la'olam, v'chulei u'minag yafahu. So the Rama says, some have the minhag dafka to stand during those 18 psukim, because it's connected, the kinit kenu bimkom tefillat shemana esrei, it's connected the shemana esrei. V'alkin ra'u la'amod v'hem kamo tefillah. Just like we stand for tefillah, you stand for those psukim. Mishnah Berurah points out that there are other achronim who say, actually it's better to sit down. Because we don't want to, we want to show that this is not our shemana esrei. And to no chashasha being yotze, and it's not our shemana esrei, and therefore it shows a distinction. Okay. Once a per, now, if a person is running late, he joins, he comes into davening late. Let's read Gilmel. Matzah tzibur shakar kriyat shema verotzim la'amod betfila. Let's say you come 5 minutes late to davening for Maariv. Again, every minyan has their own speed, but let's say it's approximately five minutes late. You arrive towards the end of Kriyat Shema. After Kriyat Shema, towards the end of Kriyat Shema, you don't have time to say Kriyat Shema beforehand. Before the tefillah, you want to daven the Amida at the same time that they start. Give or take, not too many seconds pass. That's ideal. You want to start together. So then, if you come late and they're about to say the tefillah, then you should not say Birchat Kriyat Shema and Shema. You should wait, say Kriyat Shema, say to the Amida with them, and then say Kriyat Shema, and then say Kriyat Shema afterwards with the Birchas Kriyat Shema afterwards on your own, because it's Simichas Gula Tefillah is not crucial at night time, and it's and davening with the minyan is more important. There is an opinion. I didn't double check. I believe it's the Ben Ishchai, but there are some who write that Gula Smichas Tefillah is actually more important than a minyan. But that's different in the Shulchan Aruch, and I believe different in most poskim. But the Gra says what?
Also,
to do what? Is more important.
Yeah.
And better to do it biyachidus. I mean, to,
yeah.
Afterwards. Okay, I didn't double check. Okay, that's. Okay. Now, what happens afterwards? If you daven out of order, you don't have to say the psukim Baruch Hashem Le'olam anymore. For those who do say it, some say you do, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's good to say the psukim, but definitely don't say the bracha because it's probably inappropriate at that point. Okay. Dalit. Achar Shomer Amo Yisrael. Achar Shomer Amo Yisrael Omer Amen. Okay, after you say this fourth bracha, this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Once you say a group of brachot together, you say Amen Achar Birkat Atzma. Even on your own bracha, you say Amen. Anytime you have a group of brachot. Okay, so that comes up a few times for Sfardim. For Ashkenazim, they don't have this custom to say Amen after their own brachot, even if it's a group. The one exception is the third bracha of Birkat Hamazon. V'lo ya'aneh amen achar Birkat Hamelech b'chvodo. And you don't say amen after this one, even for Sfardim. First of all, we don't say it anymore, but you wouldn't because it's its own category. It's its own bracha that was added later.
Does it appear in any of the Sfardim?
I don't think so. All right.